Yes, that is why dingawanaki amanxeba. Yes, I do not pay attention to the wounds because the pastor, I'm going to be speaking to the pastor, but the father, yes, Ubawo, the father is going to be healing these wounds. We're joined in the studio by Pastor Tataiso Mafura Malakalaka. Good afternoon, Mfundis.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Fantastic. Good to see you.
Same here.
Yes, yes, yes. We are so happy that you paid us a visit this afternoon here on AWR. We do not take this lightly at all. Well, an exciting weekend is almost upon us, but just over a month to go. Yeah, slightly over a month to go.
Correct.
And it's going to be happening 8th to the 10th of March, 2024. It is the Women's Ministries Retreat. And I've been actually hearing a lot of people excited about it because I think it's one of the firsts. And so truly a pathfinder. You've opened the path and we're going to be walking on that. Yeah, but tell us about this exciting weekend coming up in a few weeks. You know, the highlights and what are some of the things that the attendees or potential attendees should be looking to be hearing or getting there?
Wow, there's a lot. Okay, I'm going to start with what you've already told the listeners, which is the dates. We're at Sun City Super Bowl on the 8th to the 10th of March, 2024.
Big venue.
Big venue indeed. Mm. And so far we have secured 2.5 women who will be there.
2,500.
For the entire weekend.
Okay.
And as of yesterday, yeah, we have even opened our doors even further for day visitors.
Oh, wow.
So even though the registration for the full weekend borders has been officially closed on the 31st of January, as of the 1st of February until the last day, I think it's the 29th of Feb, we'll be having our day visitors having an opportunity to register for the retreat. We're charging $750. And we're saying, come one, come all. There was a gentleman who even asked and said, I'm already at Sun City. I'm driving my wife and my kids there. Can't I just pop in on Sabbath? And I said, you know what? It's fine. Even if it's a family affair, let's do it. On Sabbath, even the gents are welcome. Yeah, we don't have a problem.
Weekend,
we can see you can't live without us.
No, we know you can't live without us. So we want to be there too. See you about Entarisha. Yes.
Yes, no, that's great.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff, man. Great to hear that. Now, very intriguing. When I heard that you guys are going to Sun City, I was like, it's a big venue, quite ambitious, I must say. And I'm glad that it's coming to fruition. Why Sun City?
Okay, I'm going to sound biased.
All right.
Firstly, there's always a political debate in the TOC that events are always in Gauteng area.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been to Paris, Free State in the past. I'm not sure of other years. Because I recently the other one, I think we were at Birchwood. The other one, which is still Gauteng. Birchwood is Gauteng. The other one, we were at, was it St. George's? That's Centurion.
Yeah, which is not far from here.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and the, so the other provinces hadn't been represented as much. And so I'm the girl from the Northwest Province.
That's the bias. That is the bias.
Exactly. All right. I'm so sorry. And so, well, Northwest being my home province, I looked at a venue. Well, I did my research. I looked at a venue that could house everyone. Because when you do a retreat for women in the TOC, your minimum is 1.2. Or else your venue is too small. The ladies will beat you up.
Wow. Actually, so, quite good that you've got a 10 out of 2.5 already.
So I was about to even elaborate that. So I took the trend with the past retreats in the the past three consecutive years, that our maximum number was always 1.2.
Okay.
So I was comfortable with that because of the venues that we chose. And therefore, I went to Sun City and we booked there's a hall called King's Ballroom. It's the second biggest. And I was happy and I was satisfied. Mm. But something happened this year that I can't really explain.
Okay.
Last year, because we advertised around March.
Yeah, yeah.
2023.
Mm.
And we mentioned that we're going to Sun City and the King's Ballroom was our venue. I am telling you, by June, our registration was full.
Wow.
And so we had to do a
fantastic.
We had to do a logical thing, wow. which is to inform the people and say, unfortunately, our registration, I mean, our retreat hall is full.
Wow.
And therefore, we're so sorry we can't house you.
Man.
Did we not receive a backlash?
Yes, you're definitely. How dare you?
How dare you? Mm-hmm. Other people had reserved accommodation already. They were sorted and all they needed to do was cover registration. And they thought they still have time because registration was closing in October. So like, we have time. And they're like, this is really a great inconvenience. So as we had to think for the people as the organizing team, and they had to say, go back to Sun City. Is there any other venue?
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
The only other venue was Super Bowl. That is humongous.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been quite humbling as a team to see how God is leading.
Yeah.
Even our own planning, we were really thinking small, but God kept on saying, open the borders. More people are coming.
Yeah.
And even now when we've reached 2.5, we still aren't willing to stop the plan of God. We're saying, if there are more people who need to receive the messages
brother.
Even if they're brothers,
we
are going to open the borders wide for everyone to make it for that weekend.
Fantastic. Awesome. This is beautiful. Man, this is beautiful. Now, just as a side note, Nisise Sun City, and there's a lot of things happening there, exciting thing. People are doing all sorts of exciting things, and I want to be in bikinis, I've got my bikini, it's ready, and stuff like that. But I want to say to those who are listening, please, guys, if you got to be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
You got to have that eye that you just side check it and say, not you, devil, not today. You understand? So, in light of that, surely there must be something that's going to be capturing people there. Mm-hmm. What are some of the highlights that that we're looking at over that weekend?
Our speakers are amazing, if I can put it that way. Just put it in one word.
Mm-hmm.
We have Professor and Dr. Hyveth Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And she's all the way from Andrews University.
Oh wow!
She's a professor in homiletics. So homiletics is like the art of preaching.
Yeah, yeah.
And she teaches that up till doctorate level.
Wow!
So we're really getting a fundi, hey?
Wow! Wow!
So we got the very best that the church has to offer.
That's definitely going to keep me inside.
So firstly, that's that's one of our speakers.
Right.
Our second speaker is the first female pastor in the SAU.
All right.
Pastor Mbuyi Khamela.
In the
80s, I think.
Yes,
even in the... Yes, apparently it's in the SAU, not even in the TOC.
Yeah.
But in the SAU. It was her and another lady from NCSA, and they both enrolled that year.
Oh.
Yeah, so... We have her as well. I love giving homage to my forerunners. And therefore, I was like,
it's good.
Then our third speaker is Evangelist Nokanyo Moyake.
Powerhouse.
This is a name that we all know.
Mm.
We know that she's a gift that keeps on giving.
Powerhouse.
So
Powerhouse.
We cannot wait as well.
Mm.
And then we also have for our sessions... I don't know how to call them, for the morning session. You know what? You'd have like a Sabbath school. But our morning session, we are having our clinical psychologist, Umam Lulu Ndlovu from the KNSC.
Oh, yeah. Powerhouse.
Powerhouse, exactly.
Man. Listen, you are going to be blazing four cylinders there. I'm telling you. You're going to be blazing four cylinders. I tell you, people are going to have no reason to actually be going out and be having a wandering eye.
Indeed.
Eve. Eve had a wandering eye because maybe the things were not as exciting.
As exciting. You know what I'm saying?
So it should be exciting. I must say, now tell us about music. Musical
tell
groups.
Tell you about music. Mm-hmm. Our lineup is huge when it comes to music.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've already told our guests that Legato SA is in the building.
Wow.
So we have Legato SA.
Yeah, yeah.
On Praise and Worship, we have Gina and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then the group that we're going to reveal today is Noted Vocal Group.
Oh, wow.
We have Noted from the... From Port Elizabeth, Gqeberha.
Gqeberha, Mfondini. Pheshiya pa. Yes. Pheshiya pa, Mfondini.
And then we also have Reality 7. And then we have the classic No Limits as part of our lineup.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff there. Wow, wow, wow. I must say that Noted is one of those fantastic, fantastic groups that I always, always enjoy listening to. Now, it's going to happen. The weekend is going to come and the weekend is going to go.
Indeed.
After the weekend, what do we hope to have achieved after that?
Well, firstly, we saw that our presence in the Northwest province cannot be in vain. So already on Friday, we have intended to leave an impact. And therefore, we have joined forces with Meals on Wheels, TOC, in order to go to... It's a very interesting. I think it happens in Cape Town, but it's also happening in the Northwest, where you'll have a place that generates billions,
mm-hmm.
but the surrounding community is in, like, it's poverty.
Oh, yeah,
it's
true.
It's hectic. Mm. And yeah, so it always used to disturb me, even when I used to get to, there's a place called Imizamoyetu in Cape Town.
Mm.
And the suburb just next to it, you just look at the disparity.
Blows your mind that it's just two
it's
different
crazy.
Worlds.
Mm. So there are two, there's one called Lerich.
Okay.
And there's one called Robecha.
Okay.
So we're going to Lerich Village mm-hmm. and Robecha Village, both of them.
All right.
And we've identified schools
mm.
and we've spoken to the counselors.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to give back to those communities.
Lovely, lovely. Good. It's always important that when we go out as people to go and listen to the word of God, etc., some impact must happen to the community.
Indeed.
So that they hear that there were people here. And these people are not the same people that
very
normally
true.
Come here. So I'm happy to hear that. So we're going to be wrapping up our conversation this afternoon. I want to hear who are you targeting your message to over that particular weekend? Yes, of course, the women are going to be there, etc. But there are those who are still new in the faith, the babes, you know, sulking on milk, etc. Mm-hmm. And there are those who are already
matured
in the meat,
yeah,
etc. But there are those who have not even met Christ.
Yes.
What are you pointed to for the weekend?
Well, our weekend, our theme is Jubilee.
Right.
And we get it from the book of Leviticus. And I think the concept is very famous.
Yeah, yeah.
That in every... And let me say, in a 50-year cycle,
right?
That then I'll put it in my own terms, that God would put a reset button
mm-hmm.
Into everybody's everyday life.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jubilee for me signifies liberation,
mm-hmm.
Liberty and freedom. Whereas if in the past 50 years you were in poverty or you were... What do you call it? It's either you're impoverished or you were a slave, etc., etc. Or if you lost your home because of repossession.
Mm-hmm.
When the 50-year mark came and God said, we're declaring a jubilee over the land,
mm-hmm.
people would be able to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were exiled, this was the time to come back home.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes even if I've been church furniture,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that my relationship with God is there.
True, true.
I'm there for... So Jubilee is for those who are saying, I've been far away from home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my reset button. This is the time where everything. That's why our theme is Jubilee, revive, renew, restore.
Mm.
If you want to be revived, Jubilee is for you. If you need to renew your vows with God, Jubilee is for you. If there's something that's broken and that's severed and that needs to be restored, then Jubilee is the place to be.
Wow.
I don't have an age gap for that,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
you can be in your 80s and need that.
Yeah,
you can be 14 years old and need that. But if what I've mentioned fits and clicks in your heart,
mm-hmm.
then this is the place to be.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, let me not keep you for long. It's going to happen this year, Amen. 8 to 10 March. And people always want to know, so where are we going next year? Where are we going next year? Have you planned that far?
Unfortunately.
Not yet. Ah, okay. So all the energies and everything is now pushed to this particular year's event.
And another thing is that we wait for God to speak. We wait for the inspiration. Because if we just move with our own planning, So really, even with this one, it also came the beginning of 2023.
Mm.
Our district directors and my team, we got into a season of fasting and prayer, and we said we're not doing after our 2022 retreat, Rivers in the Desert.
Mm-hmm,
a
mm-hmm.
lot of people kept on calling, Do another one.
Mm.
And we said, you know what, we're going to pray about this. We're not just going to do events for fun's sake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we prayed and we fasted until we got a signal, then we moved. So even with the next retreat, we will wait for a signal.
You know, we've got our listeners, far and wide across the continent. We've got listeners quite regular from Uganda, from Ghana, from, you know, all over the continent.
Yeah.
You open to those people to still come and camp?
We are open. And by the way, they're already there.
Yeah.
We have people from Swaziland, Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
We had even a lady from Kenya mm-hmm. who has registered. Namibia is in the house. I am telling you, people are coming. One is from Dubai.
Oh, wow.
SDA.
Yeah.
Like, I was so shocked when I was looking at the registration forms and I said, Dubai.
yeah. Go Dubai. Yes.
So, yes. No, people are coming. Even from the UK, we have three ladies coming from the UK. So, people are coming, hey?
Beautiful.
And that is an invitation to those who are listening and who still haven't made the decision. The Sabbath package is open for you.
Beautiful.
Join us, please.
Thank you so much, Pastor Mafora Malakalaka, who is joining us in the studio, of course, making sure that you guys make sure that you're going to be, mesmerized by the presence of the Most High there. Let's pray for the event. Let's make sure that we go on our knees and pray for the speakers. Let's pray for the organizers. Let's pray for the Spirit of God to descend on that place. If you want healing, this is the place to be, I believe. If you want the Word of God to grow in Christ, this is the place to be. If you want to have long-lasting friendships and relationships, this is the place to be, because all of us are God's people. And of course, we do want to make sure that every one of us who's a child of God benefits from this. Mfundis, we want to thank you so much for making sure that you put your best foot forward so that God's people can actually come and gather together only because of one name.
Amen.
That is the name of God. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right there, you have it. That was Pastor Tetai Somafora Li Malakalaka, who joined us this afternoon. We're going to be signing out with a beautiful sound there from a Noted. The name of the song is Konge.